This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You can dial in here toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we got more of the audio from the video of 12-year-old journalist Hilde Lisjak threatened by a police officer in Arizona. She wasn't even from Patagonia, Arizona. She was just working on a story there, because she's a journalist and has been one for the last 4 years of her life, starting at 8 years old.
It's amazing.
In her town, little town where she lives in Pennsylvania. But she encountered this police officer apparently a little bit earlier in the afternoon, where he threatened to throw her into juvie. And then she encountered him again a little bit later on, and this second encounter was when she brought her cell phone camera out.
Good for her.
And recorded this, which is what everybody ought to do.
Yes.
Whenever the police are pulling you over or talking to you or trying to talk to you, because, again, you're not obligated to talk to the police.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Hilda's 12. She probably hasn't had a whole lot of encounters with police like this. But it's a learning experience, and I think that we can learn from this as well. And so I'm going to play some more of this audio. We only are about 16 seconds into what is just under a two-minute-long video.
Do you want to start it from the beginning?
Might as well.
Yeah.
It's Ian and Vin here in the studio tonight. So this is Hilda in Patagonia, Arizona. She's on the side of a road. She's on her bicycle, and the cop is in his big old SUV looking all tough, trying to intimidate her. So here we go. Here's the audio.
You saw me earlier, and you said that I could be thrown in juvie. What exactly am I doing that's illegal?
Good move, by the way. If you're gonna talk to the police, which is generally a bad idea, you should ask them the questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's the old sales adage: he who is asking the questions is winning.
Mm-hmm.
So if the cops are asking you questions and you're answering, you're not winning.
Mm-hmm.
If you're asking the cops questions, that puts them on the defensive,
mm-hmm.
and so it was a good move on her part. And that's what you would expect from a reporter, right?
Yes.
Ask questions.
Absolutely.
When I left the office, we were up there talking, and quickly. You can
tape
me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But
it's not a tape, dude. It's a phone. Just saying.
What I'm going to tell you is, if you put my face on the internet, it's against the law.
False. That's a lie. And it's not illegal, by the way, for the police to lie to you. So they can tell you whatever lies they want to, and it's totally legal for them to do that. But if you lie to, say, a federal agent, that's a federal crime.
Crazy.
Yeah, so let's go on.
In Arizona, okay?
In Arizona, also a lie.
Permission to use my picture or my face on the internet.
Okay, this is a common refrain that you'll hear from people in public, not just the police, but also just average people if you're out in public recording. I didn't give you permission. You didn't need to. You stepped outside your house.
Right, you're in public.
You don't want to have somebody see you? Go put a burqa on.
Right.
Okay, go put a mask on or something like that. Of course, in a lot of places it's illegal to wear masks in public, but not in New Hampshire. So if you don't want to be seen in public and you don't want to be recorded, don't leave your house.
Right.
There are ways for you to disguise yourself. Go ahead and disguise yourself.
Yeah, put on a fake mustache and a hat and glasses.
Yeah.
As it's
you can do that that's what you're concerned with. And I don't want to say that I make a point as a somebody with a video camera, a reporter, or whatever you want to call me. I don't make a point of trying to record average people in public. They're not interesting to me.
No.
That's not the news. That's not what I'm there to do. But if I'm recording something happening and there's an average person that happens to be in that place where that something is happening, whether it be the police arresting somebody or whatever it is, well, I'm sorry. You know, you were there. I'm sorry. I didn't try to capture you on the video, but you ended up on the video.
Right.
I'm not going to blur your face out because I don't care. That's what happened. I want to present what happened. And she actually tells the cop at one point she can blur his face out. We'll get to that here. Here we go.
You understand all right?
I understand that.
So when you saw us leave, you quickly left the boy that you were with.
Okay, now remember, the cop is answering the question of what it is that she has done that is
illegal
or what is he threatening her over. You quickly left the boy you were with, is what he said. Huh? What?
Is there more to it than that, or no?
Let's go on.
and you followed us down to 320 Roadrunner.
Oh.
And when we came back out, because we had to go somewhere else for an urgent call, you followed me again.
Oh, you don't like to be followed by a reporter, huh, officer?
Okay, first off, she's on a bike, right?
Yeah.
She's 12.
Yeah, and he's in a big old, like, Chevy Silverado.
Now, I don't know, I can't see her because I'm not looking at your screen, yeah. But does she have, like, Lance Armstrong legs on her?
She's
like,
a little girl, man.
So, how far could she follow him? Like, 55 feet? I don't understand. You're in a car, dude. Right. Like, what? I don't get this.
He's in, like, I think it's a Silverado. I think you can see the name of the truck on the side. It's a monster kind of vehicle.
She's like, she's hitting the, does she have ET on the front? Like, is she flying? What's the deal?
It's just a whiny little bitch cop.
I mean, you followed me down the road. You can't follow the cops.
Yeah, and how is that illegal?
Boom! Good question. How's that illegal?
Follow law enforcement, because you already came in and told me.
Let me jump it back here. Hang on.
Yeah, and how is that illegal?
So don't follow law enforcement. Because you already came in and told me you were a reporter.
Yeah, and I
don't want you to get hurt.
Oh, see, he's just trying to keep her safe, then. See, this is all about...
But that's not... It's not illegal for her to do something where she could possibly get hurt.
Yeah, but he's just trying to keep her safe. He's worried about her safety. She shouldn't be following him around. He's a cop. He gets into dangerous situations.
Now,
I mean, there could be
Now, hold on. One second. If I'm her parent... Right? And I...
And you are the parent of the girl.
And I am. And my daughter told me that she was following people around. Mm-hmm. Okay? There are lots of different types of people to follow around.
Sure.
But if he's a cop, and if he's a good guy, shouldn't he want her to be following him around as opposed to, say, someone who might actually be wanting to do her harm? If he's this protective, wonderful individual, I would say, please, like I tell my daughter when we're at the store, follow me mm-hmm. close. Why do I want her to follow me close? Because if she's close to me, I'm going to make sure she's safe. If this cop has good intentions for her, he should be like, please follow me.
I see what you're saying.
Do you see what I'm saying?
If he indeed is doing honest things as a police officer,
exactly.
He shouldn't have anything to hide. But what he's doing is he's using this kind of ageist approach. And she actually wrote an article about this. She uses the term youthism instead of ageism.
Oh, interesting.
Which is, you know, she coined the term. It's, you know, the idea of discriminating against somebody because of their age.
I like that.
Specifically because they're young. And so he's like... Oh, little girl, you shouldn't be following me. It's dangerous. I'm a cop, and my job is dangerous, so I don't want to put you in danger. So that's why you shouldn't follow me. I mean, I might just drive down the road and get involved in a firefight. We wouldn't want you to get hurt.
In Patagonia, Arizona? Come on, dude. Like, really, is your life, are you living on the line in Patagonia, Arizona, in the mean streets of Patagonia?
How many people live in Patagonia?
I'm going to guess under 50,000.
And way under 880. Oh, man.
Okay, it's real dangerous. Real dangerous in a town of 880 people. Where everybody knows your name.
Yeah, this is probably one of, like, you know, five cops or something like that.
Oh, dude, for 880 people, you've probably got two cops.
Maybe.
You've got, like, the chief of police and the deputy. It's Mayberry, for crying out loud.
Let me go on here.
I'm looking out for your safety.
Okay.
The area you were in is where we're dealing with the mountain lion.
Oh, there's a mountain lion on the loose. See, he's just looking out for her, Ben. He's trying to protect her.
Is that police? Look, here's the deal. If the place that you live in, if what the police are concerned with is a mountain lion... This little girl can follow you around. There's no...
Well, once again, that's another argument that you are making that bolsters your argument. If there's a mountain lion around, the
follow
cop's
me.
Got a gun.
Yeah,
right?
Follow me,
she
please.
Doesn't.
There's a mountain lion.
Yeah. But no, he wants her to go away and be on her own.
Be on your own in the area where there's a mountain lion. Whatever you do, don't follow me. Don't stay within eyesight of me or earshot. please go out into the brush on your own and be eaten by a mountain lion.
Remember, all of this is his rambling answer to her one question of why it was, you know, what is the issue here? Why is it I'm not supposed to be following you? What is it illegal that I've done? He's just been rambling away for a minute straight here about this. And there's a little bit more. So we'll play more with Hilda Leshak. She's 12 years old. She's a journalist. And we'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, bring up whatever you want. Our number, 855-450-3733. 450 free. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We're sharing with you video, the audio of it, of Hilda Leshak. She is a very young journalist, 12 years old, started when she was 8. And so she's got 4 years under her belt.
That's amazing.
An entire third of her life she's been a journalist. And there's some really interesting stuff out there. There's an interview with her that I shared a little bit from last night, because it's actually relevant to what we were talking about last night, where she gets into this ageism that she's experienced as a young person who's trying to do serious work. The idea of, oh, you're just a little girl. You should be playing with toys. You know, and she wants to go out and break news. She wants to go ahead and get the story, get the scoop.
Good for her, man.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, as she was trying to get a story in Arizona recently, she was confronted by a police officer. And he ends up getting named in some article somewhere, but I don't have that in front of me. So just, some random officer who's trying to intimidate a little girl, not even a teenage girl, but a girl on the side of the road on her bicycle. We'll play more from the audio here in moments. Also, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com, or your bike if you can somehow put it on your bike. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages over at libertystickers.com. We go back to the phones, to the fun, and then we'll get back into the video here, the audio from that, with the 12-year-old journalist versus the intimidating, lying cop here in moments. First, Joey is on the line in Massachusetts watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Joey.
Hello.
You're on the air.
All right. So when it comes to, the whole, ageist deal, I find it, pretty ridiculous that, just because of your age, I don't think that means you're not qualified to do something. I think people, instead of looking at, how old you are, should look at, what you've done.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Absolutely. Have you experienced this in your life, Joey?
I really have. I've given my opinion on things, and other people have their own opinion, and I disagree with them. They're like, "Well, you're only 14 or da da da." It's like, what does that prove? Why does that make my opinion invalid? Why does that make you right and me wrong?
It doesn't make your opinion invalid. And it doesn't make you wrong or anything like that.
Right.
What it does is it is a convenient excuse for somebody who's up against the wall, right? Like, your opinion's probably, I mean, whatever the issue is, we don't even know what we're talking about here, but on whatever issue, you might actually be right, and the person doesn't want to have to admit that somebody who's been around this earth for a fraction of the time that they have been is right about this issue, and they, at age 50 or 40 or 60 or however old they are, 25 or whatever, that they've been around for so much longer, and they're wrong about that issue. So rather than think critically about the thing that you've said, rather than address whatever cognitive dissonance it is that they're coming up against in their minds, oh, you're 14. What do you know? You should be playing with toys.
Well, and they obviously can't. They don't know the answers well enough, and they haven't thought about it well enough to sit down and explain to you why you're wrong, right? Because it really doesn't, your age doesn't make you wrong. You might be wrong, but if they can't explain to you why what you believe is incorrect, then the chances are they haven't even thought about it.
That's another good point. And further, in a lot of cases, people will underestimate young people, right?
Yep.
So they'll just figure, oh, well, you couldn't understand. You're only 14. You couldn't understand why.
There's you might understand better, actually,
yeah,
because you might not have gone through the amount of brainwashing that they
right.
have. You might actually be approaching it. It's the story of the emperor's new clothes, right? That that old proverb, and then you've got the emperor walking around with butt naked, but everybody's saying,
oh,
wonderful clothes, except for a young child who says,
right,
ah, that the emperor's naked.
You're not supposed to say that.
You're not supposed to say it. But I do think that, of course, innovation and new ideas always comes from the youth. It has to.
Sure. They're thinking they're the ones who can think outside of the box.
That's right.
At least if they haven't been put in that box by the government school system they've been thrown into. Joey, anything else you want to share on the subject? Go ahead.
Yeah, speaking with the government school system, I feel like they're just trying to, like, basically make you a robot. Like, oh, at this time you look at this, and at this time you learn this. Oh, and then you go to lunch, and then this, and this, and this. You have to go to, like, certain things at certain times, and if you don't, you get punished. Like, who are you to punish me? If I find something, like I shouldn't be doing, or I find it ridiculous, like, why should I need a piece of paper to go to the bathroom?
Yeah. You know where else they do that? Prison. That's where else they have specific times where you're expected to do things. They have bells that ring. They have passes for going places. It's a lot like prison. And it's interesting that you said that they're trying to turn you into a robot, because that's actually the purpose of the government school system.
Well, it's the Prussian school model. It was designed to create robotic factory workers.
Correct.
Which... It does not work anymore, and I would much rather have...
Oh, it still turns out robots.
It turns out robots. It turns out robots, but that's going to be a really failed strategy. What we should be turning out is young people like this 12-year-old journalist who's been a journalist since age 8. Think of what she's going to be at age 25.
Exactly. It's pretty interesting. Joey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Good thoughts. And there's no age limit here on Free Talk Live. As long as you can dial a phone, get on and speak to us, we're willing to put you on the air, because, you know, people have different things and interesting things to say at all ages. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. More with Hilda Leshak. She's a 12-year-old journalist on her bicycle in Arizona reporting on a story. Decided she wanted to follow the cops because, hey, guess what? You want to find some news, follow a cop around, right? Like, that's not a bad approach to finding a story to report on. And turns out the cop doesn't like it. He's trying to tell her, oh, I'm just trying to keep you safe. That's why I don't want you. There's a mountain lion around here. There's danger. I'm in a dangerous job. You shouldn't be following me around, little missy. Let's continue here.
The mountain lion.
Yeah.
Okay. And okay. All right, but what exactly? I understand that you're concerned about safety. But what exactly am I doing?
I gave you a direct order. What? Who are you, sir? Captain, my captain. Right. What is this?
Give you a lawful order, and you disobey a law enforcement officer. You can lie to your mother, you can lie to your father, you can lie to your priest. You can't lie to a law enforcement officer.
Sir, you're the only one who's told a lie in this encounter. I just like to be clear. You're the one who has lied. You lied to this girl by telling her she couldn't record your face because you didn't give her permission. False.
This is ridiculous.
She has done nothing but ask him a question. That's all she's done. She's asked it 3 times, and she really hasn't gotten a responsive answer.
What is the lie that she supposedly told to him?
It's not really clear. Maybe he'll make it clear here in the next 20 seconds.
You understand that? So actually lying to me and saying you were going to your friend's house wasn't acceptable.
No, I didn't say that.
She didn't say that.
My friend lives right there. You can knock on the door.
When you saw us leave, you turned around and you didn't make it to your friend's house. You were seeing where we were going.
Yeah, I wasn't going to check.
Well, thank you very much.
I don't know what he's talking about. At no point did she say I was going to my friend's house. I mean,
he's crazy.
He's got some sort of narrative going on in his head about what this girl's doing, and it's nuts. There's a little bit more. You can share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A sentencing memo from the special counsel's office says former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort chose to repeatedly violate the law. Prosecutors say he lied to them after agreeing to a plea deal in Washington. The sentencing memo also refers to accusations of witness tampering made against Manafort while he was out on bail, and that caused his bail to be revoked. He was convicted on 8 counts after a trial in Virginia and agreed to a plea deal for 2 counts in Washington. The memo sent to the judge suggests that his alleged lies to investigators after the plea agreement should be taken into consideration. Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, faces charges of soliciting a prostitute after he was videotaped by hidden police cameras twice in a Florida massage parlor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Ben.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. I do want to let you know about ForkFest. It's coming up, the third annual ForkFest, the decentralized libertarian camping event here in New Hampshire in the summertime, the beautiful Rogers Campground, the White Mountains of New Hampshire.
It's gorgeous.
It's so pretty.
Yes.
Any excuse to get up there, I'll take it. And ForkFest is a good excuse. It's going to be coming up June 13th through the 18th. That's the 5 days prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, mm-hmm. which is the other libertarian summer camping festival that's been around for, I think this is its 15th year coming up this year. And that's the one that there's organizers, there's a board of directors, there's tickets. We don't have any of that with ForkFest. There's nobody who's in charge of ForkFest. It's just those 5 days were chosen by some of us who go to this thing, and there's nobody who you can't buy a ticket. So you just show up.
Show up.
All you got to buy is your campsite, basically.
That's great.
So that's all there is to it. So if you want to hang out with other liberty-minded folks, voluntarists, anarchists, libertarians, you can just show up and hang out and camp and do that sort of thing. Or you can create a thing. Maybe you're a musician. Maybe you want to give a musical performance. Maybe you've got a poker table. You want to set up a poker game. Maybe maybe you want to have a speaker series or whatever it is you want to do. Somebody got married last year. They had their wedding. Jay Noon, one of our co-hosts.
That's awesome.
Got married. So whatever it is that you want to create for people to do, you can do that. You don't have to ask anybody's permission.
That's awesome.
You just go to ForkFest.party. That is an unofficial website because everything's unofficial with ForkFest because nobody's in charge. But ForkFest.party is a pretty nice domain name, so check that one out. There's links there to a ForkFest Telegram group where you can connect and chat with other ForkFest attendees, people who are planning to attend, people who have attended in the past. And there's also a link to the Shire Forums, which has a ForkFest sub-forum on it. So you can look at pictures from last year and the year prior to that, and you can you know, chat on different threads about what other people are planning, that kind of thing. In fact, last year there were two competing calendars for ForkFest to show folks what was going on.
Decentralized.
Yeah, exactly. It's decentralized. And so check it out at ForkFest.party as we continue.
I got to say, man, on this, there is nothing better than hanging out in an unstructured manner with people who are speaking the same language as you, man.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's a great excuse to come check out New Hampshire as well.
Yes.
So, and if you want to make a full-on, you know, thing out of it, then you go to ForkFest and follow it up with ForkFest, and you've got like 10 or 11 days at a beautiful
long vacation. Long vacation.
It's a good time. Well, for us, we're probably going to be working there. But,
yes, exactly.
Anyway, it's fun to see folks. It's fun to have people come up and check out New Hampshire and see what it's like to actually be around other libertarians.
Nothing like it.
More than you can probably even know, which is a cool thing. So ForkFest.party. We go back to just a little bit left from this video, and I don't want to go back to your calls and thoughts here on the phones, but Hilda Lishak is a 12-year-old journalist. She was down in Patagonia, Arizona, doing some reporting on the border, and at one point, a police officer confronts her from inside of his cab. He's sitting in his truck. She's on her bicycle, and he tries to tell her that she shouldn't be following him around. That it's only for her safety, see? She's just a little girl, and so therefore he needs to make sure she's protected from the mountain lion that's been on the loose by not following the police officer around, because that's going to keep her... Wait, what? That's not going to protect her from a mountain lion? He just rambles, basically, for a minute and a half as she tries to ask him and get a responsive answer, which she never does from him, as to what it is that's illegal, because earlier, off camera, before she started recording, he threatened to throw her into juvie. And so she's like, well, what for? What is the crime
that's illegal
that I'm committing here? Let me go on here with a video. This is the very end.
When you saw us leave, you turned around and you didn't make it to a friend's house. You were seeing where we were going.
Yeah, I wasn't going to.
Right. Well, thank you very much. You have a great day. I'll be getting a hold of your parents.
Okay.
What?
Ooh, he's going to get a hold of her parents.
For what, though?
She never got the answer.
So basically, he's just harassing her, is what it comes down to.
Totally. He thought he was going to intimidate a little girl on the side of the road.
Typical.
Because he's a cop.
Typical.
And it probably usually works, right? Like, and I was telling you during the break, and I'll tell you now, but a couple of years ago, maybe a few years ago now at this point, a little guy named Mikey, he's the son of a listener of Free Talk Live that lives in Alstead, the family. I don't know if I should give their name. But anyway, good folks. They moved to New Hampshire as part of the Freedom Migration several years ago. Actually, they moved while I was in jail for civil disobedience. And so his dad was writing me letters in jail talking about how it was activism like what we did here in Keene that encouraged him to make the move up here to New Hampshire. And so it was really cool to, you know, be sitting in jail for civil disobedience and reading that what we've been doing with civil disobedience was encouraging people to move. So he actually moved while I was in jail. So it was cool because I got like a letter from him while they were still down in North Carolina. And then I got another one when they came up here. Anyway, his dad's a longtime cop block supporter, people who support the, you know, accountability of police officers, holding them accountable with video like Hilda did here. And so he taught that to his kids. And so his 11-year-old at the time son was in a little town just north of here in Keene, hanging out with his friends on a bridge, and some cop in a state cop rolls up in his Dodge Charger or whatever and tries to intimidate the kids on the bridge, and he pulls out his camera, starts recording, talks back, asks questions, and did a great job, kind of like Hilda did here, defending against a man, you know, towering essentially a much larger human being with a gun and intimidation and the ability to arrest. I mean, most young people, most adults for that matter, are intimidated by these people.
That's the point.
They're trained to be intimidating.
Yes.
They have They have their ways, and they know what they're doing, and they know how to intimidate. And when, especially when a young person like a 12-year-old journalist, Hilda Leshak here, stands their ground, pulls out a camera, you've turned the tables on this cop from moment number one. And that's why he just started this. In this case, he just starts lying, saying she can't record him, and then just goes on a ramble about how he's in charge and he needs to. She just shouldn't follow him around, and she should just. It's for her own good. It's for her own safety. And according to her article about this, which she wrote on her website, which is OrangeStreetNews.com, at the very end, apparently this is like not in her video. Maybe right after she maybe cut the recording before he says this. She says, he said before driving off, and by the way, his name is Patterson, Marshall Patterson. He says, quote, "You aren't an adult, so don't act like it." What an insult.
Wait, don't you, it shouldn't, that doesn't make any sense.
He didn't make a single bit of sense in that entire encounter.
If a person who, under the age of 18, is behaving in an adult manner, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Why would you tell somebody to act childish, to not act like an adult?
It's so insulting. This is that that ageism that we touched on earlier with our, previous caller. You aren't an adult, so don't try acting like one.
Yeah.
And sorry, buddy, the only person who wasn't acting like an adult in that video was you.
Exactly.
You're acting like a little bitch.
Exactly.
Like a little baby who can't handle having a 12-year-old with a video camera hold you accountable for your job and for your actions.
She handled herself so well.
She did. Now, she did make the mistake of giving up the location of her friend's house.
Right.
She probably shouldn't have done that.
Sure.
But there really wasn't much I could say as far as, like, she did bad. You know, she didn't do bad. She did pretty good.
Yeah.
For somebody who probably has had, she's had interactions with police in one of her interview, in an interview she conducted with, let me see here, it was, I think it's brightlightmag.com. They did an interview with her late last year, just kind of asking her about being a young journalist and getting into that. And she explains in here that the police are not particularly helpful, right? Like if you're a journalist, you want to get a comment on a story or something like that, and she's already been doing that, they're not particularly helpful in that way. So she's had interactions with police before as a journalist, and I think for the average person out there listening to this, there's some takeaways from this. Don't answer police's questions. That's one thing that will get you into trouble. And if you're going to talk to them, do what she does. Ask them questions.
Right.
Ask them about what they're doing. Ask them about what they want. Ask them what they're investigating. Ask. If you're asking questions, you are in control of the conversation.
That's right.
So there's a little bit more on the way. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So head on over there and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. In fact, we had somebody on the lines, but there were some technical difficulties. So hopefully we'll get him back here in just a little bit. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Penn.
Talking about what it's like to be a young journalist. Hilda Leshak is a journalist at age 12, and she's been doing it since she was 8 years old, went down to Arizona for a story, and ended up being confronted by a police officer who was quite insecure and very upset that she dared to follow him down a road on her bicycle. And attempts to intimidate her, rambles when she asks him a question, simple question, well, what is it that I'm doing that's illegal, sir?
Mountain lion, Ian, mountain.
Oh, yeah, and then he brings up this mountain lion that's supposedly on the loose, claims he's just trying to keep her safe, that she shouldn't be following him around, so on and so forth, and then he gives her a direct order to go away, basically, claiming that that's a lawful order. Now,
what does that even mean?
Well, that's a good question, Vin, because this is dangerous territory with the police. Because if a police officer gives you a so-called lawful order, and you disobey the lawful order, you're then guilty of what they call disorderly conduct.
Mm-hmm.
And disorderly conduct is one of the police's favorite charges.
It's a catch-all.
Yeah, it's a catch-all, and they can basically get you convicted of it just because they said so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether or not the order was actually lawful is a hard thing to discern because in the moment, it's their word versus your word. The officer says, I'm giving you an order. Well, you may disagree that it's a lawful order, but the only way you're ever going to get to find out is in court.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't do what the officer says in that case, which usually is to leave a place or to get back or something like that, then you'll have to fight it out in court. And so generally the best thing to do when dealing with a psycho like this, this cop, like these cops can be, dangerous men with guns who can hurt you, is if they give you an order, even if you don't agree with it, it's probably a good idea to go ahead and back away. You know, here in Keene, New Hampshire, we had a situation with a former co-host on Free Talk Live. He's since left the area. But he was reporting from the scene of a suicide attempt, which actually ended up being a suicide. But anyway, from the scene of this suicide attempt where the cops had come, they'd like cordoned off the area. And, it was a man in front of his house talking to the police. He has a gun. My guy, James Cleveland from Free Talk Live, he was behind the row of houses. So he wasn't within shooting distance of the man with the gun or anything like that. But he was behind that house reporting, trying to get footage of what was going on with the police. And the police confronted him back there, and they said, you need to get back. This is a dangerous, you know, area, active crime scene. You need to get back. So he went back. He moved back per the request of the police officer. Then they came back and told him he needed to move back further. And at that point, he was like, no, I feel like I'm safe here. Okay. I feel like I've gone back far enough. And he planted his feet there and wasn't going to move. So they arrested him and charged him with disorderly conduct and I think resisting arrest in that case. He went to trial. The jury was hung on that trial. They actually found him not guilty, I think, of resisting, and they were hung on the disorderly conduct charge, meaning not all the jurors voted in the same way. And I don't recall what the numbers were as far as how many of them voted to not guilty versus guilty. But anyway, it was a hung jury. And so when that happens, the state can bring the charges again if they want to. They can basically just keep bringing the charges every time they get a hung jury. And so basically that meant that the jury couldn't really determine whether or not this order was lawful or, you know. How far is far enough? You know, can the cop tell you, and this was brought up in the trial by the defense attorney, can the cop tell you, I need you to move a mile that way?
You know? 25 miles?
Right. I mean,
what is the radius? What is the radius? Yeah.
So what's too far? I mean, he felt he wasn't in danger. He felt that he'd gone far enough. He went back when they asked him to initially, so it wasn't like he was completely non-cooperative with them. But it wasn't good enough of a defense to get him not guilty. So luckily, in that case, they decided to not bring the charges again, and the case got dropped. So thank goodness in that case.
But what a waste of, like, what a waste of resources.
Grand. $6,000 on the attorney. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been through the same sort of situation, man, where it's just like you walk away like, wow, that was a gigantic waste.
Right.
Of everybody's time and money.
So in a case like this, you know, leaving when the cop tells you to, even if you don't think that it's the right thing to do, or at least backing away slowly. I like the Dave Ridley approach, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, where whenever he's in a place and the police order him to leave the place, he will go slowly. So he's leaving.
Very slowly.
Right? But he's like backing up as slowly as he can and is recording video the whole time.
That's perfect.
However, that did get him arrested at one point. There was a situation where he was in Nashua and he was at a hotel. It was actually the old hotel that the Liberty Forum used to be held at in Nashua. He's at that hotel property. They order him to leave. He's backing away as he always does, but they're in a hurry, so they wanted to arrest him for it. And he won that case in that case because he was leaving. He was doing what they asked him to do. But again, you got to be willing to go to trial. And to some extent, being a journalist, as she is at age 12, there's some risk involved. If you're going to be talking to the police, there's always risk involved because you never know what nut job with a gun and a badge you're dealing with.
Any interaction with the police, you are risking your life.
Yes.
Like that, do not get that twisted. Any interaction with the police, there is a chance that you are not going to walk away from that interaction alive.
Exactly. So know that in advance.
Yes.
And that's why it's so impressive to see somebody at age 12 taking on a cop like this. Let's go to Jack calling from Massachusetts. Jack, watching us on YouTube, go ahead.
Hi.
Hey, Jack, you're on the air.
And this whole situation with the Patriots owner, do you think it's right he should go to trial?
No. I don't think that you're referring to the Patriots owner who was busted recently for prostitution, for being a John, basically, as they call them in a a place in Florida in which you can receive prostitutorial services.
Yes.
Trying to be as generic here as possible. But no, I don't think prostitution should be illegal. I don't think it should be illegal for either the prostitute or for the John, because what we're talking about here is whether it's sex or whatever it is that's going on, we're talking about two consenting people who've come together for the purposes of pleasure or whatever it is their purpose is. And they are two people who agree to do a task together, to do a job together, and that's it. I forget who said this, but prostitution involves two things. It involves the free market, and it involves sex.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong inherently with either of those two things, but yet when you combine the two of them together, all of a sudden it's a crime.
Well, yeah, it's the idea that you can do it for free.
Right.
All you want. No problem.
Oh, well, unless you're over the age or under the age of whatever.
Okay, fair enough. But look, we're talking in the
but
case
this old
of
guy,
two,
yeah.
This two old guy consenting adults, right?
Right?
Two legally consenting adults. It's like, okay, if he would have said, I'll take you out to, I'll fly you on my private jet, I'll take you to Paris, we'll go shopping, I'll take you shopping, and I'll buy you, $1,000 worth of clothes. Come on, let's go on
diamonds.
A shopping spree.
Yep.
But here's some diamonds, the whole thing, fly her back, take her on vacation, totally legal. They end up doing something and having sex, totally legal. But he just gives her the cash straight up.
Yep. Can't do that.
Bust it.
The crime.
It's like, that is a really, really strange situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Here on Free Talk Live, Jack, we believe that if there's no victim, then there's no crime.
Agreed.
And so in any situation, whether it be prostitution, drug use, you name the situation, whatever they're calling a crime, ask yourself this. Who's the victim?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the victim? Now, to be clear, we had a caller earlier who alleged, and I haven't done this research, he alleged that the woman in this case was a sex slave, in which case that's a crime of enslaving another human being.
I've not dug deeply into this, but I do, as I understand it, he is not being accused of having... The woman that he saw was not one of the trafficked victims, but they had been surveilling this location.
I see.
For trafficking, and there may have been some trafficking going on, but they arrested patrons that they had on surveillance, and he turned out to be one of them.
Gotcha. Jack, did that answer your question?
Not really, but I think if she's over the age of 18, you can do what you want with her, unless it's rape, and then you don't do rape.
Well, yeah, you can't do rape. That's definitely
that's true.
A crime. Definitely a crime with a victim. But if it's somebody who is a consenting person, then they should be able to do what they
want. Agreed. I agree. Yes.
If there's no victim, there's no crime. And thank you, Jack, for your call tonight. Hour number three is on the way.
Hey, now.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. What of cell phone internet access? What has it brought to Cuba? We can talk about that coming up.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening.
Now,
just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.